Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
Recently, we've been helping some of our clients set intentions for the summer. With that in mind, we wanted to give you a few permissions for this summer. Number one, you have permission to socialize with your team. It's okay to talk a little shop, but try and keep it to a minimum. Take the time away from school to really get to know your teammates. Grab some lunch and chat about your lives. Getting to know your colleagues outside of school is invaluable and helps you understand what makes one another tick. This means more understanding when working together, which is all around helpful. Number two, you have permission to enjoy the feeling of treating every day like Saturday. Stay up as late as you want, sleep in without having to get up to the sound of an alarm, and enjoy the feeling of not knowing what day it is. Number three, you have permission to enjoy a change of pace. A former colleague of mine used to paint houses in the summer. He told me house painting requires physical activity, which my teaching job doesn't. And all I think about is whether the crew is doing a good job. It's kind of refreshing. It was fun, relaxing, and mindless. His brain needed a break, and so do ours. Number four, you have permission to rest and make the most of it. Summer will go by so quickly, but then again, so does life. I think the most effective way to get the most out of life is to live each day like it matters, because it does. We, as school professionals, need our summer so we can heal, so we can rest, so we can learn. But I'll tell you this, in our fast-paced, hyper-connected world, if we don't take control of our summer, it will pass by unused and unenjoyed. Enjoy the rest and restoration this summer. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
We live in a world of, I'll have what she's having. Or I think the phrase used to be, keeping up with the Joneses. Or is it the Kardashians now? Did you know constantly thinking this way is actually called the grass is greener syndrome? It's a real thing. Assuming the grass is always greener means you have an inability to feel content with your life and are always searching for something better. Because of this, you begin to have self-doubt and believe there is something you are missing out on. And I'm sure you have come down with a case before. I know I have. The truth is, focusing on what you don't have and longing for what others appear to have is a recipe for disaster. We are never truly happy when we have grass is greener syndrome. It's a fact. An unknown author once said, if you worry about what might be and wonder what might have been, you will ignore what is. So what causes this grass is greener syndrome? It may be having too many choices. It could be our increased exposure to the internet and social media, or it might just be the way some of us are wired. Whatever the cause may be, it's important to realize that having it all is nothing but a fantasy. This month, if some grass is greener thoughts begin to creep into your head, pause for a beat and try one or more of the following self-care tips. Be grateful. Focus on what you have rather than what's not there. And if you find yourself dwelling on someone and things that you may lack, balance your thoughts with an acknowledgement of something positive you do have. Narrow your choices. One of the best restaurants I've ever been to was on my honeymoon. Why? Because they didn't have menus, which meant we had no choice on what to order. We got one appetizer, our main course, and one dessert. It was amazing, and it turns out I didn't need pages and pages of options. Be in the moment. Think about what John Lennon once said. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Soak up the here and now. Limit your time online. The internet is prime with potential for triggering the grass is greener syndrome, and it eats up your time. Tend to your own patch of grass. As Breathe magazine reminded me, your grass is yours. Look after it, nurture it, water it, and give it everything that it and you deserve. Steepers, don't be so wrapped up in looking at someone else's lush green grass that yours withers away under your feet. Good luck this month. You've got this.
A friend with cancer, a friend with an eating disorder,
a friend grieving the loss of their mom. What do all three have in common? They were on the receiving end of me gushing and carrying on about how great they looked after weight loss compliments. And while I meant to celebrate their new appearance and what I thought to be weight loss success, I'm not so sure this well-meaning praise didn't do more harm than good. Now, I know you were all thinking, Pam, it's not your fault. You were just being nice and didn't know. While that is true, my last compliment misstep has caused me to pause, just a beat, and think about how I give compliments, and I know I can do better. The problem with appearance-based compliments, specifically weight loss, is they are not as kind as they seem, nor do we know the real reason behind someone's weight change. We really have no idea what phase of life they are in. So here's the question. Is there a way to still give someone a burst of confidence, give ourselves the warm fuzzies for making someone else happy, and point out their positive attributes and characteristics without referencing their body at the same time? There is. They're called intangible compliments. This month, I want you all to challenge yourself to compliment beyond what you see visually in your friends and family. I've always enjoyed outside-the-box thinking, and I'm hopeful that some of you are able to be inspired to give compliments that truly matter. Remember, just like you, the people in our lives have so much more to offer the world than the way they look, and it's our job to tell them in a way that positively affects their well-being. Here are a few compliments that have nothing to do with appearance to get you started. Your smile makes me smile. I love the way your face lights up when you talk about X. You are such a good listener. You bring out the best in me. The world needs more people like you. You are a good storyteller. You can always make me laugh. I am proud of you. You inspire me to be a better person. And one of our personal favorites, you are enough. In full disclosure, I do not practice all the self-care advice I give, or at least not consistently. Plus, we all know not all self-care tools work for every person or every situation. However, this month I'd like you to try a tidy up tip I use every single day. For me, when my house is picked up and clean, I feel better. It's instant self-care. Whether it's making my bed in the morning or giving the kitchen a once-over before bed, I found the small amount of time it takes to complete these tasks is well worth the good feels it brings me. What's the self-care tip I practice every day that's changed my life? It's called the 1 minute rule. Simply put, if you have a chore that will take 1 minute or less, do it now. Like right now. And if you're looking to find more time in your day to get started, may I suggest taking advantage of what I like to call tiny pockets of time. For example, when you're waiting for the microwave to cook an item, your kid's bath to fill, your coffee or tea to brew, your dog to finish its business outside, you get it. Basically, any tiny moment throughout the day when you have nothing to do. So to get you started, here are a few everyday household jobs that you can do in under a minute. Hang your coat or sweatshirt up right when you enter the door. Go straight to the garbage and throw away junk mail. Do a nightly mini fridge purge and get rid of old leftovers and containers. Empty one rack of your dishwasher, and if you have 2 minutes, do both. Replace your kitchen towels. Wipe out the kitchen or bathroom sink. Pick up dirty clothes. Fold your living room blankets or straighten up your pillows. Round up clutter like pens, chargers, and for me, bobby pins, and put them away. I'm not kidding. Give this a try. I even say out loud to myself, Pam, it will only take a minute to do it. And guess what? I do it. The beauty of the 1 minute rule is that before you know it, you will be stringing 2, 3, even 5 tasks together. Have a beautiful month, Steepers.
Activity, reverse bucket list. We spend so much of our life focusing on what's next that sometimes we forget about all that we've already accomplished, especially in this past year. Well, there's a lot to be said of bucket lists with must-do experiences or things you think you ought to do. Try creating a reverse bucket list from this past school year. Take a look back and truly appreciate all the meaningful experiences you've already achieved. In taking some time to reflect on what you had accomplished this year, it can reveal what's important to you by recognizing what you've already done. It can also help you feel positive and be an exercise in gratitude. In this world we live in, this reflective activity can also help take the pressure off chasing the next big thing and help you be instead of do. We invite you to take as much or as little time as you'd like to create a list of all of your smaller, everyday milestones, as well as some larger milestones from this past school year.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.